Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1.
Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
YouTube is a part of my everyday routine. It helps me relax and have fun. I spend hours watching people playing video games, watching about movies, or catching up on new technology. Well, I even have my personal YouTube channel to which I post gaming videos. My YouTube channel is called Triple Pixel, and I have 11 subscribers. For me, it doesn't matter if I get 2 or 1 million subscribers. All that matters is that I'm having fun doing it.
Speaker B. I only go on YouTube to watch lyrics to songs if I really need some. The funny thing about YouTube is that it's kind of addicting. If you are like me, then you start by looking up a song and end with a video of baby panda bears playing with each other. In fact, YouTube is a place where many people spend countless hours killing their time watching videos. They can read books, study, or do sports instead, and all these things will be more helpful. Speaker C.
YouTube has opened to me things I wouldn't have been able to learn in school or elsewhere. It has creative videos that have compiled ideas and topics that are easy to learn and grasp the concept of. It has helped me to do school tasks better and understand the concepts I had difficulty with by making things more clear. YouTube is a powerful platform that has had great influence on me and my high school years.
Speaker D. It's very human and natural to want to share knowledge, no matter if the information is incorrect or completely right. We all have the will to express ourselves, and that motivation has helped not only in the areas of science and technology, but also in matters such as civil rights. On YouTube, one can stay completely anonymous, which encourages teaching even more. Who knows? YouTube can become the school of tomorrow. Speaker E.
I would not be where I am today without YouTube. I actually run my own video group with my friends. We've started making videos and short films on our own, and now we're getting to the point where we'll be able to monetize our videos. In fact, YouTube was the whole reason I wanted to make videos. As a kid, I grew up watching Freddie Wong, and his comedy action videos inspired me to make similar videos of my own.
Speaker F. YouTube was created in 2005, but much like Google, it feels like it's been around forever. But should you be limited to YouTube? Let's be honest. There is a whole world of streaming video online that most people have never seen because they have settled for YouTube. Most video sites have the same technical features, or features even cooler than YouTube has, and some have a more specialized selection of videos in much higher quality.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A.
YouTube is a part of my everyday routine. It helps me relax and have fun. I spend hours watching people playing video games, watching about movies, or catching up on new technology. Well, I even have my personal YouTube channel to which I post gaming videos. My YouTube channel is called Triple Pixel, and I have 11 subscribers. For me, it doesn't matter if I get 2 or 1 million subscribers. All that matters is that I'm having fun doing it.
Speaker B. I only go on YouTube to watch lyrics to songs if I really need some. The funny thing about YouTube is that it's kind of addicting. If you are like me, then you start by looking up a song and end with a video of baby panda bears playing with each other. In fact, YouTube is a place where many people spend countless hours killing their time watching videos. They can read books, study, or do sports instead, and all these things will be more helpful. Speaker C.
YouTube has opened to me things I wouldn't have been able to learn in school or elsewhere. It has creative videos that have compiled ideas and topics that are easy to learn and grasp the concept of. It has helped me to do school tasks better and understand the concepts I had difficulty with by making things more clear. YouTube is a powerful platform that has had great influence on me and my high school years.
Speaker D. It's very human and natural to want to share knowledge, no matter if the information is incorrect or completely right. We all have the will to express ourselves, and that motivation has helped not only in the areas of science and technology, but also in matters such as civil rights. On YouTube, one can stay completely anonymous, which encourages teaching even more. Who knows? YouTube can become the school of tomorrow. Speaker E.
I would not be where I am today without YouTube. I actually run my own video group with my friends. We've started making videos and short films on our own, and now we're getting to the point where we'll be able to monetize our videos. In fact, YouTube was the whole reason I wanted to make videos. As a kid, I grew up watching Freddie Wong, and his comedy action videos inspired me to make similar videos of my own.
Speaker F. YouTube was created in 2005, but much like Google, it feels like it's been around forever. But should you be limited to YouTube? Let's be honest. There is a whole world of streaming video online that most people have never seen because they have settled for YouTube. Most video sites have the same technical features, or features even cooler than YouTube has, and some have a more specialized selection of videos in much higher quality.
This is the end of the task. Now you have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста? 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Okay, Owen. What do we need for our project?
As far as I understand, we should decide on the top 5 places to visit in one of the former British colonies.
Let me think. Canada, Australia, New Zealand, India, Pakistan. What else?
That's more than enough. I know a lot about Canada, because my mom came from Toronto. I'm used to spending my summer holidays there or in Delhi because my dad is from India. But honestly, for the project, these two are my least favorite options.
Well, my last project was devoted to Australia, and I'm not particularly fond of Pakistan. Shall we consider New Zealand as an option?
Okay, let's Google it.
Look, this site recommends spending at least a day or two in Auckland, which is named one of the top 10 cities in the world by Lonely Planet. There are lots of museums, shops, and restaurants.
Wellington is as interesting a city as Auckland, with vibrant art scene, great food, and the amazing Te Papa Museum of New Zealand. It is a gorgeous and compact city with heaps of art and sport and food.
Okay, let Auckland be number 1 on our list, and Wellington number 2. And
I've found our numbers 3 and 4. The Waitomo glowworm caves, which are naturally illuminated by thousands of glowworms, are thought to be among the best places to go in New Zealand. And then, a really unique adventure, black water rafting down an underground stream. It's written that it's pitch dark, except for the glowworms in the cave, and people do everything from jumping off waterfalls to rappelling down cave walls.
Great. I'd also prefer including some of the off-the-beaten-track and less touristy places. Look what I found. The west coast of the South Island has one of the most beautiful drives with mountains, World Heritage forests, and glaciers. It's even possible to take one of the smaller overnight cruises for a real glimpse of what it would have been like to arrive in the country by boat 150 years ago. Also, some people suggest going to Stewart Island for bird life in one of the few chances to see kiwi.
I'd personally go for a kiwi as our number 5.
I agree. I'd love it there. Less people and lots of beautiful beaches and birds and wonderful places to eat. We would enjoy kiwi while watching the kiwi.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Okay, Owen, what do we need for our project?
As far as I understand, we should decide on the top 5 places to visit in one of the former British colonies.
Let me think. Canada, Australia, New Zealand, India, Pakistan. What else?
That's more than enough. I know a lot about Canada because my mom came from Toronto. I'm used to spending my summer holidays there or in Delhi because my dad is from India. But honestly, for the project, these two are my least favorite options.
Well, My last project was devoted to Australia, and I'm not particularly fond of Pakistan. Shall we consider New Zealand as an option?
Okay. Let's Google it.
Look, this site recommends spending at least a day or two in Auckland, which is named one of the top 10 cities in the world by Lonely Planet. There are lots of museums, shops, and restaurants.
Wellington is as interesting a city as Auckland, with vibrant art scene, great food, and the amazing Te Papa Museum of New Zealand. It is a gorgeous and compact city with heaps of art and sport and food.
Okay, let Auckland be number one on our list, and Wellington number two. And
I've found our numbers 3 and 4. The Waitomo glowworm caves, which are naturally illuminated by thousands of glowworms, are thought to be among the best places to go in New Zealand. And then, a really unique adventure, black water rafting down an underground stream. It's written that it's pitch dark, except for the glowworms in the cave, and people do everything from jumping off waterfalls to rappelling down cave walls.
Great. I'd also prefer including some of the off-the-beaten-track and less touristy places. Look what I found. The west coast of the South Island has one of the most beautiful drives with mountains, World Heritage forests, and glaciers. It's even possible to take one of the smaller overnight cruises for a real glimpse of what it would have been like to arrive in the country by boat 150 years ago. Also, some people suggest going to Stewart Island for bird life in one of the few chances to see kiwi.
I'd personally go for a kiwi as our number 5.
I agree. I'd love it there. Less people and lots of beautiful beaches and birds and wonderful places to eat. We would enjoy kiwi while watching the kiwi.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
I'm here at the Writers' Conference in Ohio with the novelist Anne Ming Lee. Thank you, Professor Lee, for your willingness to interview.
Oh, it's lovely talking to you.
When you write, what is your concept of a story?
For me, a story is connected to the human experience as lived through time. I'm particularly interested in the passage of time and all of its attendants, such as memory, desire, prophecy, and fate. Time seems to be, for me, closely related to my understanding and expression of human experience through narrative.
How do you choose the narrator?
Sometimes I'm able to reach for the narrator instinctively. Other times, I try perspectives of different characters. When I was learning to write, I noticed that I would often be able to tell a story quickly if I knew who was telling it. And yet it would take me 3/4 of the time it took to draft the plot just to figure out who the narrator was. In one novel, it took me 2 years to figure out who it would be.
What about the characters?
What I see frequently is that writers don't want to let their characters get into trouble, and they don't want to see them acting in an unattractive way. In life, we try to avoid conflict, but conflict is essential for the story. As writers, we need to allow our characters to be in conflicting situations to let them get into trouble.
When you write a story, do you have a feeling of what is going to happen in the end?
Personally, I don't want to know the end when I start. The act of writing leads me to the point where it's got to end, and sometimes that happens naturally, and sometimes I artificially say, "Wait a minute, I've got to get out of this somehow. What's going on here?" But in many cases, I let it be a bit of a surprise.
What do you think engages a reader in a story?
Well, you know, tastes differ. When I first started writing fiction, I had a clear idea that a reader would become engaged with a character who has something at risk. The character must want something, and the writer must make it difficult to reach. I still think that's true. But I have read an amazing book where their narrator walks along the coast of England and describes the places he visits and what he's thinking about at each place. And even without risk, it was an extraordinarily engaging novel.
What are the venues where we might enjoy your teaching?
I teach permanently at the Ohio Writers Workshop. That is very pleasurable for me because I get to work with people for up to a semester and sometimes an entire year. I see most of the fiction writers in the program over a period of 2 or even 3 years. I also give free distance classes for people under 20 who can't come to Ohio for financial, family, or other reasons, but who are diligent and gifted. For others, there is a course fee.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. I'm here at the Writers' Conference in Ohio with the novelist Anne Ming Lee. Thank you, Professor Lee, for your willingness to interview.
Oh, it's lovely talking to you.
When you write, what is your concept of a story?
For me, a story is connected to the human experience as lived through time. I'm particularly interested in the passage of time and all of its attendants, such as memory, desire, prophecy, and fate. Time seems to be, for me, closely related to my understanding and expression of human experience through narrative.
How do you choose the narrator?
Sometimes I'm able to reach for the narrator instinctively. Other times, I try perspectives of different characters. When I was learning to write, I noticed that I would often be able to tell a story quickly if I knew who was telling it. And yet it would take me 3/4 of the time it took to draft the plot just to figure out who the narrator was. In one novel, it took me 2 years to figure out who it would be.
What about the characters?
What I see frequently is that writers don't want to let their characters get into trouble, and they don't want to see them acting in an unattractive way. In life, we try to avoid conflict, but conflict is essential for the story. As writers, we need to allow our characters to be in conflicting situations to let them get into trouble.
When you write a story, do you have a feeling of what is going to happen in the end?
Personally, I don't want to know the end when I start. The act of writing leads me to the point where it's got to end, and sometimes that happens naturally, and sometimes I artificially say, "Wait a minute, I've got to get out of this somehow. What's going on here?" But in many cases, I let it be a bit of a surprise.
What do you think engages a reader in a story?
Well, you know, tastes differ. When I first started writing fiction, I had a clear idea that a reader would become engaged with a character who has something at risk. The character must want something, and the writer must make it difficult to reach. I still think that's true. But I have read an amazing book where their narrator walks along the coast of England and describes the places he visits and what he's thinking about at each place. And even without risk, it was an extraordinarily engaging novel.
What are the venues where we might enjoy your teaching?
I teach permanently at the Ohio Writers Workshop. That is very pleasurable for me because I get to work with people for up to a semester and sometimes an entire year. I see most of the fiction writers in the program over a period of 2 or even 3 years. I also give free distance classes for people under 20 who can't come to Ohio for financial, family, or other reasons, but who are diligent and gifted. For others, there is a course fee.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.